Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 204. God's Unwilling Messengers. What can God in heaven do to awaken this present evil world in which we live? The story of Nineveh may illustrate how he works. He cared about that wealthy pagan city and Assyrian Empire with more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left. He pitied their ignorance of truth, which Israel had kept away from the world. We do not read that he sent a literal angel to teach them except for the angels at the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. His messages have always been sent by humans under his guidance. So God chose Jonah and sent him, "Go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it." But the messenger was unwilling. He did not have the compassion of heart that God had. Almost by coercion, God sent him again, and his mission proved fantastically effective. The people of Nineveh believed God, from the greatest to the least of them. Then word came to the king of Nineveh. And he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king. For once Jesus' prayer was answered, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The world's most cruel empire was on the way to being converted. But the Lord's messenger stumbled, staggered, and failed. Jonah could have become a great evangelist to Assyria itself, and the history of the four cruel empires, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome, would have been different. God also had a problem with his messenger to the kingdom of Judah worse than Assyria. In Josiah, its last good king, almost fanatical in following the spirit of prophecy of his day, the books of Moses, he rejected its living demonstration in the message from Pharaoh Necho. And Josiah's reformation failed. But in the great final day of atonement, all the failures of ancient Israel and Judah must and will at last be rectified in a repentance of the ages. Then at last Nineveh will be given the Lord's message, and Christ will be honored.